Hey guys, and welcome back to an episode of Mastering Mind and Movement. I'm your host, Ash Lay, and I'm so excited for you to be here. Today, I'm super excited about this. It is from an Instagram live. I decided to record it for the podcast also because I felt like it was just really good information and wanted to share it with you. It talks about, you know, when you're unhappy with your workout routine, of course you're going to eventually quit. It's natural to quit things that make you miserable. So I will go ahead and play it right now. Enjoy. Okay, I'm really excited to get into this because I'm going to drop you some fire ass advice that you can use immediately after you listen to this live, you listen to this podcast, and it's going to change your life. Seriously. Okay, so I'm going to talk about one topic and then I'm going to transition it into another topic because they kind of go together. I was thinking this through and they go together, and I'm going to share my personal experience on top of it. We're just gonna mush it together. Okay, so I'm gonna share the example first and then let's go from there. So I was really into lifting weights for several years. I really loved it and really threw myself into it. But I realized after college, when I was during the summertime, I lived near the Appalachian Trail, and I'm like, I really want to go back to hiking and doing all those things. But I kept forcing myself to stay in the gym. I would not allow myself to be like, okay, let me step away from my weightlifting schedule so I can go enjoy the fresh air, go get some sunshine, go out in the mountains. And it brings me happiness and joy to do those things. I was not allowing myself to do that. Instead, I was putting myself in the gym, being upset and daydreaming about, wow, I wish I could go hike. Which I could go hike, but I wasn't allowing myself to do that. Okay, why wasn't I allowing myself to enjoy the physical activity that actually brought me joy and happiness? Because we are so used to taking advice from people that say, oh, you need to do this in order to get the results you want. And we're so used to taking in information from higher ups or white lab coat people, you know, doctors, whatever you want to call it, that we're like, okay, yeah, we'll do that. And we totally ignore what we actually want to do and what actually makes us happy because we have been convinced that we don't know what's best for us. Now, when you think about it, you're like, that sounds kind of crazy. But everybody does it. Everybody falls for it. And it's not something you need to go and like beat yourself up about at all, because we all do it. We all fall into the trap of, well, I shouldn't be listening to myself because I've been told I shouldn't listen to myself, that I need to seek the answers from outside people that know more than me, quote unquote. Hi, Mom. And so me like going into the gym and not hiking was making myself miserable. And I have realized that when I work with clients, the best thing I love to hear is, well, I didn't follow the workout schedule. I did this instead this week because it made me feel happy. I was drawn to it more. That's exactly what I want to hear, especially as a health and mind coach, because I'm not here to build you programs and you have to stay on them all the time. I'm here so you start listening to your intuition and you're like, I have a really busy day today. Okay, what do I think I should do today? I think I should go and go for a walk because that would bring me a lot of happiness and go listen to music. Well, you should go do that. You shouldn't be like, well, I would like to do this one thing, but instead I'm going to go and go to the gym and be unhappy. Because when you keep doing things that make you unhappy, you stop doing them. And then we beat ourselves up, which is not the right thing to do because you're doing exactly what your intuition is telling you to do. When you are doing things that make you unhappy over and over and over again, of course it's like natural for you to be like, I don't want to do this anymore. I give up. I quit. I don't want these goals anymore because you're just so unhappy. The goal is to find workouts every week that make you happy. You should get to a point throughout, you know, your years of working out where you get to a point where you're no longer like, okay, I have to do this and this and this. You're like, okay, waking up, what feels good to my body today? Is it yoga? Is it walking? Is it lifting weights? Is it dancing? Is it tennis? Like, whatever it is, as long as you're getting 10 to 60 minutes of exercise a day, that is the goal. Just moving your body, because as human beings, we have become so sedentary and we sit all the time and we're not moving. And that's also why we're unhappy. So if you're sitting all the time, you're unhappy, but then you're doing movement that makes you unhappy, of course you're miserable. Of course you're gonna stop. So that is the first thing I wanted to talk about, is you need to find workouts that is aligned with your current hobbies and interests and are aligned to the season. Like, I go to the gym a lot in the winter because I hate the cold. Like, who the heck is gonna go hiking when it's freaking snowing outside? Nobody. Nobody wants to do that unless you're really brave, you know, and you really like doing that stuff. Like, knock yourself out. Seriously. And so that is something I really wanted to just discuss, is stop doing things that make you unhappy and then beating yourself up that you're unhappy. It's totally natural. Of course you're gonna stop doing them. Your hobbies, your exercises should be evolving as you grow as a person, as your interests change. Of course our interests are gonna change. You know, I really love to lift heavy. And before that, I really loved yoga. And now I'm throwing myself right back into yoga because it feels really good to me right now. And mentally, it's something I really need, and it helps connect my mind and body, which I preach about all the time. Another thing I wanted to discuss is the type of coach you should be looking out for or staying away from. Us as people, we have become so used to and accustomed to telling a doctor or telling someone what's going on, and we take their advice, right? So I get asked all the time, well, what kind of people do you work with? Anybody that wants to work on their health and fitness and their mindset. They're like, well, you should have a niche. Well, if I talk to someone, the only thing I'm looking for is that we get along, that we vibe. If you and I don't get along as people, we're not going to work well as a coach and client. It's just like the energy, the synergy is not going to be there. And that's honestly what you should be looking for. And you want to be looking for a coach, and I'm talking about myself personally, where you are paying me for the services I offer you. So what that means in my mind is, as the client, you tell me what you want to work on. I, as the coach, should not be telling you what you should be working on. Because, for example, you really want to work on your ab strength, like your core strength. I had surgery on my abdomen wall, and it was something I really needed to work on. Well, if I go look for a coach and say, hey, I really want to work on strengthening my abdomen wall. I had surgery a couple years ago. It's definitely not where it used to be. I shouldn't be telling you some other random advice that you need to work on, because the coach, their program works that way. They shouldn't be trying to fit you in this box. Like, okay, that's great. We're going to have you work on this instead. Because if that happens, if you end up working on things that are not on the forefront of your mind of what is really worrying you, you're gonna be working with a coach, you're gonna be unhappy and thinking the whole time, okay, why am I doing this when I really wanna work on building my core strength? That's something I really want. And you're gonna go throughout your day like wondering about when you're actually gonna work on that. So you're not actually healing. You're not actually evolving and working on the things that you want to work on. And as a coach, it's not my decision to tell you what you need to work on. Yes, I can point out the things that you should be working on while you're fluidly talking to me and you're dealing with all these things, I can point out 1 to 3 things. Okay, I think these are the 3 things that you are trying to work on, that you are discussing, that you are having an issue with. Is that how it feels to you? Is that how it sounds like to you? Like, this is the conversations you should be having with a coach. And when you start having these more fluid programs where you're like, okay, I really want to work on my abdomen wall. Great. That's perfect. How would you like to do it? Would you like a program? Would you like it within a workout? Would you like all of that? Then you're like, okay, this is great. Like, this coach is totally listening to exactly what I want. Then we're working on that piece. Okay, that is out of the forefront of your mind. And then you're like, okay, well, I want to work on my nutrition. I really want to work on eating more vegetables, but I'm so tired of just like steaming my vegetables. Okay, that's great. Let's find exciting ways for you to eat vegetables that are fun and exciting and have like these really fun recipes that you get excited, you can share with your family and your friends. And then you see where I'm going with this. It's like a giant snowball. You start working on the things that you actually want to work on. You're not just being fed advice over and over and over again on, well, I think you should be doing this. Nobody should ever be telling you what you need to be working on. Yes, they can point out, hey, I think this is what you mean when you say this, and you can agree or disagree. But they should not be trying to point you in the direction that they see fit or they see fit for their program. They should be pointing out the things that you want to work on because they're on the forefront of your mind. They're the first things you want to work on. And then when you start knocking off these little things of, you know, these goals you've always had in mind, you start feeling extremely accomplished and you're like, wow, I can really do this. And it builds the momentum to keep going. And then from there, you find more and more and bigger things you want to work on within yourself. So that's really what I wanted to share. I know it was a lot and I jam-packed a ton within, I think it's been like 10, 12 minutes, but all I want you to take from this is do not feel guilty for not following your workouts schedule. Honestly, you should be moving away from it. Always be doing consistent movement every day, but you should be walking away from that schedule. You should feel so good and empowered when you do walk away. And you're like, okay, I don't need to feel like I need to follow a schedule. I'm doing movements that feel so good to me and bring me joy and help relieve the stress throughout my day. And you should also be looking for a coach, you know, kind of like me, where they are helping you work on the things that are on the forefront of your mind. You should be telling them what you want to work on. Do not hire someone that is going to tell you what you need to work on, because you're not going to get anything done. The things that you actually want to get done are still going to be in the back of your mind. And then you're just doing other busy work for no reason. Because like I say all the time, you know the best. People can give you tools, but you have the answers within yourself. You know what's best for yourself and your body. That's what I mean by mastering mind and connection. Connecting your mind to your body, to the outside, connecting with people. That's what it's all about. Making those connections. Making those connections with your mind, your body. Connecting what makes you happy every single day. Connecting what you need for your physical body, connecting what you need within your nutrition, connecting what you need within your mindset so you're in a growth mindset all the time. You have the answers you need. Sometimes we need a coach to help us, encourage us, or get us back on the right track because we got too confused taking too much advice. All the answers you need are exactly within yourself. So thank you so much, and go use that advice right now. I know it'll be amazing. Bye, y'all.